Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to BigSoftTitty.png, a podcast with Tom and Demi, a husband-wife duo who see things a little bit askew.
I don't know what you want.
It's a brutal, from that. Like, maybe the most unreturnable serve anyone's ever seen in podcasting.
Yeah.
No, absolutely nothing. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. It's Tom and Demi. I've been away for a week. I've been up in the Gold Coast. Demi, you are here as well.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Everything was fine when Tom left.
Yeah, huh?
Nothing went wrong with me mentally.
Okay, well, sounds good.
It was okay.
Sounds good to me. For you. Hmm? Okay, all right. Speaking of things going wrong mentally.
Okay.
I had my first session with a therapist today. That's right. They're all out of ladies.
I thought you missed a letter.
No. This one was...
saying, hey, here's your new gay therapist. They mailed it to you, the letter.
They didn't say that in the letter. I just tried to... I have a new session with a therapist because my other one... went on a sabbatical, which is to say took a year-long vacation from talking to me.
Yeah.
And apparently I think that's paid for by the government or something because I was too much of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I think, fair enough. Honestly, I should have to pay you hazard pay if I, during any session, teach you what Twitch is. Because it's just going to
Yeah, you're definitely the one that's more of a burden on your therapist out of us two.
I was just thinking that. Anyway, I don't think you're really a burden to a therapist. That's like their whole thing.
Then why are you so, what do you mean, bud, you boo?
Well, because I'm the one teaching them about like what Twitch is.
You don't think I'm teaching my therapist what Twitch is and not even feeling bad about it?
God damn. You're just doing it like raw, huh?
I'm offering it.
Man.
Hey, guess what? I'm paying you money, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm fucked up.
Uh-huh.
But I'm getting money because I'm fucked up.
Yeah, right. I can kind of see how the economy of this doesn't make sense. Hey, can you cure me enough that I still have a job, but maybe I can sleep better? Mm. I'll try, man.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of sleeping better.
Yeah.
The other day,
yes.
While you were still away.
Yes.
I asked my GP, I was like, man, my insomnia is crazy. Can I just get like a sleep aid, like a short course of them or something so that like I can just like sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't fucking sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Worked great. Fell asleep. Woke up in the morning and was like, I'm having a stroke.
Yeah, that's not
I'm
good.
I'm having a full on stroke.
Yeah, the ambulance did get called to the house while I was away.
Yeah.
Because
I was alone and I was like, I'm about to collapse and I can't move my arms. I can only move my fingers.
I've woken up. Every part of my body, both of my arms are tingling and I can't move.
I'm seeing,
and I've ingested
I'm seeing
a
spots
substance.
In my eyes, and I can barely dial 000. So,
yeah, that's
so that was cool.
That is cool. I can see how that would be pretty jarring. And also, great thing about that, that happened as you went to sleep. So that's probably not going to help the whole sleeping thing and the anxiety around that.
Might not take those pills again.
Yeah. Mm. Or at least, you know, might not freak out so much.
Yeah, I suppose.
Your little drama queen.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Anyway, I was seeing my therapist for the first time today. I know, it's boring. But what do you think about this? I don't do in-person sessions. And that's like just, okay, end of sentence.
Cooties.
For my entire life. Right. I never see anyone.
Yeah.
But I was doing an in-person session with this guy. And the whole
what?
Time, a guy therapist.
Doctor.
Yes. Well, I don't know, actually. I think so.
Like in a white coat.
What? No, he wasn't wearing a white coat.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, I was seeing this guy. Oh, he's just gorgeous. The whole time I was like staring at him, just being like, I have to pick my nose right now. I need to pick my nose. I need to go crazy on my nose. There's nothing I want more than to pick my nose.
You don't want to pick your nose in front of your therapist?
Not on the first session.
Why? Watch. Look, I don't care.
He had like his little fucking iPad out and he was writing. For one thing, writing on an iPad, you know, instead of like a loose leaf sheet of paper.
Acoustic iPad, yeah.
Yes, acoustic iPad as the, do you have games on your notebook?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Noughts and crosses grid.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Teach them what it was like. Teach them what it was like before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me go first, just to start us off. Mm. Circle in the top left corner. Little do you know, you're already dead.
Yeah, you want to play Angry Birds, and you give them the pad, and then you squeeze a parrot over it.
Doesn't seem happy, does it?
Mm.
Anyway, I wanted to pick my nose the whole time.
I can't, Tom, you're stuck. See, this is what I was saying about relationships, right? When we got together, I was like, I'm just going to be Demi.
Yeah.
Because I have almost tried to put on airs before. I'm realizing that I didn't super put on airs in that, like, when I said it to you, I was like, did I?
Yeah.
But I was just like, hey, if this works out, this is going to be great because this guy's as fucking stupid as me.
Yes. But so in previous relationships,
you can't do that with a therapist, though.
You had like, I think you can do it with a therapist, especially just in like the first session.
No.
Where you're like, you know what? We're still feeling each other out.
That's worse tricking because you're paying them to trick them.
But
you have to just pick your nose, babe. If you're not going to do something that you would usually do in front of a therapist,
I would have done it.
You're not going to be comfortable.
I would have maybe done it. And even then I would have obscured it. I would never like look someone dead in the eyes and pick my nose.
Well, this isn't how you pick your nose anyway. That's cartoon shit. Show me you're picking your nose.
No, I don't want to because we have cameras on. I'm so shy.
What? You're not shy.
I am. I don't want to be seen doing this.
You're shy because you got a boy therapist. That's why. That's why you're shy. You see you're doing it now because I'm a girl.
No, I wasn't picking my nose just then. I was wiping.
I'm actually a woman.
Okay, sorry. You're my woman, my wife. Anyway, I wanted to pick my nose very much. I couldn't do it. I wanted to the whole time. But the fact that it was in person would have meant that I would have picked my nose. And then I think both he and I would have been tracking what that finger did for the rest of the session.
You rub it on your leg.
I was wearing shorts. Booger tangled in leg hair.
You rub it on either your knee, which is so hairy, or your shorts. You go like, and you leave your hand there and you're like holding your pants. And you go like, I don't know.
What, you wipe it on your forehead?
Well, your hair. I have my hair tied back.
Okay.
So you would be going like, and wipe it on your hair.
Your strategy.
You'd be putting your hands like this.
Yeah.
To
clear my gargantuan forehead, I would be locking the elbows and kind of hoping that I could graze a bit of fringe.
And then you'd take off your hat by going.
Yes, I'd be reaching up. I'd be getting out one of those ladders they use at libraries.
Yeah.
And I'd be putting my legs and hands on that and keeping my head perfectly still.
And you'd slide along the wall that is your body and then reach as far as you can. You get on your tiptoes. Ooh, 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 ooh. And then you'd take off your hat.
Yep.
And then after that, you'd run your fingers through your hair.
Starting to see why I see a therapist when my normal life is this difficult. Boy, he's got a lot to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
That was a lot of physical stuff for the
I did have a moment when I was, oh God, the stupid cat wants to come in and he's pushing the door back and forth.
I left it open. I left it open.
I know. He's just nudging it back and forth.
Open it.
Stupid cat.
It's open.
Hey, Demi.
Hi, Tom.
Did have a moment during the therapist. And after that, we'll talk about something else. But did have a moment where he was like, and what's your wife's name? And I was like, Demi. And he was like, yeah, right. Because I did think I saw something you guys did for Stan during the lockdown or something. And I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's a young guy. He knows. Well, he knows what we are.
He knows who we are. Does he know what we are? He probably does.
I mean, it's not hard to work out that we're fucked.
He saw the video where we build a Rube Goldberg machine that cuts off you. All right.
Rube Goldberg.
Boy therapist. So he saw...
What? Demi, he didn't see the Channel 4 one. He saw the Stan one. And also, I can't remember what happened in the Stan one either.
We both admitted to pissing in the sink.
You know what? I've been thinking about that so often because I think of ways I could sum up our relationship and how it's different from regular like relationships that I've been in. And I think in terms of...
So, hold on. Sorry.
What's wrong, dear? Did I say something wrong?
What did you say? Say it again.
Just in terms of like how
comparing our relationship to like regular relationships.
Regular relationships.
Right.
Where there's like a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And in our one, there's like, if I had to...
I
was picturing how we live, and I do think it's kind of close to... You know when you started out a game and you're high enough level to venture into a cave, but not eye level enough that there's anything interesting in the cave? Like, you just get in there and there's one big one and one little one and they're both like, ah!
You're like an adult toddler that lives with a voodoo doll.
Yes, I would. I think that's, that might be right. I'd maybe reckon that to a haunted doll. Because okay. I wake up in the middle of the night and you've like shifted positions to somewhere else.
I'm allowed.
You're allowed to shift. Anyway, I do think that a defining part of our relationship to me was... And I think it was during the lockdown when you got mad at me for pissing in the sink.
No. And then wrong.
Let me finish the sentence and then you can disagree. When you got mad at me for pissing in the sink, and then I got mad at you for pissing in a different sink.
I never got mad.
Okay. I believe you said stop pissing in the sink.
No. I said we should both stop pissing in the sink.
And to be clear, the difference here is that I was pissing in the bathroom sink because sometimes I was like, you know what? Why sit down?
Pause. I will let the listener or watcher vote on which one is more fucked up.
Stop!
What do you mean you've won?
There's no chance that I'm not getting out ahead of this. There's no chance I'm not in the green here.
No, not wrong. Here's why.
Uh-huh.
We were in an apartment where there was only one toilet, and the toilet was upstairs.
It is.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
No. I finish it. Me. I do.
Can you?
No, I can't. Stop. No, it's me. Let me. No, I won't. I'm going. I am me. Me. We lived in an apartment. where there was only one toilet and it was upstairs. We stop it. We slept downstairs, which was also the lounge room and the kitchen. I would sometimes, when we were in the lounge room, piss in the sink because I didn't shut the fuck up now.
Yep. And you still if
I was slightly smaller, like if I was maybe 4 foot, I would come over there and shut your muck cavern for you. I'm not.
Keep going.
I would piss in the sink because I didn't want to walk all the way up the stairs.
Shut
your crug.
Okay. You have to let me interact with you at some point.
You have to let me finish my story and then you can interact.
It's not a story.
It is. And Tom, what he used to do was he would be up the stairs in the bathroom with the toilet and say, I don't want to sit down. And he'd piss in the sink that was a foot and a half away from the toilet.
Mm-hmm. And now it's my turn to just say, I think it's worse to piss in the kitchen sink.
We never used the kitchen sink for dishes. We only used the dishwasher.
I used the kitchen sink.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You never did.
I think you are completely insane for thinking that.
You never used the kitchen sink.
You are positioning yourself as some kind of genius problem solver and also someone with a very relatable problem, which is that instead of climbing a single set of stairs, instead
it's like 25 stairs.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was. I'll go rent that house for 1 week and I'll count the stairs.
You would sling your fucking little body. You would hang your tush over into the cold metal of the sink and piss. I think I'm ahead.
You're lazier.
I would climb the stairs.
You would climb the stairs and look at the toilet and then say, I don't want to sit down.
It was lockdown. I think part of it was I was probably, if I had to guess, drunk. And I didn't want to sit down because I was like, oh, who can be bothered? Like, I just stood up for charitably the second time that day.
You also can't.
And then I'd pinballed. Okay. And yeah, just interesting seeing how fucked you fucking interrupt.
How fucked you fucking interrupt?
I just pinballed. I just fucking like slammed into both sides of the stairway all the way up the stairs.
Wrong, because you do not act any different when you're drunk.
I do.
You hit a point where you start sprinting around for no reason, but that's when you're really drunk.
Yeah, that's music festival drunk. But I would just like slam into the wall and then kind of like slump my way up the stairs and then be like, oh, I guess I got to pee in the sink because I don't want to do the whole thing of aiming or sitting down. It all seems too much.
So what you did was you would rest your ball bag on the rim of the sink?
I don't think I needed to do that.
So you didn't need to aim at all then?
Yes. And that was part of it, was I was like, damn, now I don't need to aim at all. I just, like, also, toothbrushes away.
Doesn't matter.
Not getting any spray there.
It doesn't matter. That's still where we wash our toothbrushes. Toothbrushes get more into the crevices of your mouth than dishes do.
I would run the sink afterwards.
So would I in the kitchen.
To wash it out.
So would I in the kitchen.
I would run
our
the sink afterwards to wash it out.
Our toothbrushes are there to clean our teeth.
Functionally flushing it. Also, it's not like you're cleaning your toothbrush by scrubbing it against the bottom of the sink, which also,
that's
by the time
I
was done, was clean.
What?
You're saying that we clean our toothbrushes in the sink. Yeah, under fresh running water. Also, the way I would pee
that's
into the sink.
That's what we do with the dishes.
The way I would pee into the sink was I would run water and then add my water to the stream.
So did I. So what's the fucking problem you're bringing up?
I think that you pissing in the kitchen sink is worse.
Wrong.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because they both have things that come into contact with your mouth. The toothbrush, much more vigorously, and you were like looking at the toilet while you did it.
I did all the work, and then I decided to treat myself to a shortcut at the end.
So you did I, and I didn't have to climb any chairs. And I meant stairs. It's a chair for a foot. So.
All right. Well, now we're done litigating what it was like to live in that place, which, what do you think that was like? It was weird, right?
We were there because we rented a house to be a hospice for a cat, basically.
Yeah. Our old cat was dying and we were like,
well, we didn't know he was dying at that point, but he was old as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're like, we gotta have this cat.
Yeah.
And we have been immediately busted at the place we were at before by that we have the cat there and we're not allowed to on account of we threw out a bag of cat litter after saying, no, we don't have a cat. And they're like, well,
there's fucking a whole ass dogs in that building.
Yeah, but they've got like, you know, clearance or whatever. They've done the thing. You got to do the thing. You got to play the game, baby.
Don't want to.
Fair enough. Anyway, that was a weird place to live. It was strange living in a grand total of two rooms and a toilet.
The first house that we lived in together.
Yeah.
This is our third house.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
Well, no, they've all been apartments.
I was thinking of the second house we've lived in together. So, okay. The three houses we've lived in. This one, great. The first and the second, I would say, are there was a bedroom, there was an everything else room, and the everything else room also contained the toilet in a tiny little cubicle.
Yeah.
Right? And with a rolly door for some reason.
That was fucking weird.
Really stupid. The second house, much the same, except it had a study that was a stairwell away.
The study was meant to be the bedroom.
Yes, but it got unbearably hot up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was strange, having a set of stairs in the house.
Mm.
It really built up your resentment for going up them.
We have stairs in this house.
Something awful for them. Goons going freaking insane right now. I just got back from the Gold Coast.
What the fuck was that?
Don't worry about it. You're better off not knowing.
Okay.
I just got back from the Gold Coast, Demi. Did the GC Laughs Festival and also did the run of based comedy gigs. You've done the Gold Coast gigs. Did you ever do the one that's in the casino?
Not the big gala in the casino.
Oh, goodness, no, babe.
I did the gala.
You're talking about the Gold Coast Laughs Festival. You're not talking about that cool big show. No, no, no. Oh, you did the good one? No, no, babe. I was asking about the one in the atrium, which is it's in a small portion of the casino that is still large enough that it's essentially open air. It is insane. It's the highest ceiling I've ever seen. You're like separated from the audience by a big fucking thing of metal in what is clearly supposed to be like a DJ setup like a corporate awards setup.
Not like a cage like the Blues Brothers had to be separated from so that you don't get glassed.
No, no, no. It's only like waist high. It's really confusing.
What is it supposed to be for?
I have no idea.
Cattle.
Probably to stop cattle.
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 They could put you up some stairs. No, the cattle could still get to you. They just couldn't get down.
Yeah.
You'd have to eat it.
Ooh, yummy.
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 Cow. Yummy cow.
Oh, man. This cow's all chewy from all climbing all those stairs.
Grr.
Grr.
Would you eat a cow if it was roasted whole?
Huh. You know what? That's a good question. One of the things I always wanted to eat was the roast boar from Asterix and Obelix.
Yeah.
So, yes. I think that would be... I mean, you would have to have such a big fire because some
roast
people
boar,
do. Like,
are we talking about people making fun of you? Go ahead.
I hope not. Do they think I'm boring?
No.
Oh, phew.
Oh, babe, no.
Yay. Speaking of roasting a boar, a few friends of ours were on the roast of John Cleese.
We need to get them to talk about that.
I don't know that they'll want to talk about it. But also...
Well, you've already outed them because people know who our friends are.
Well, yeah, they were on there, but I'm not saying like we're going to get them to give their opinion on it. I can say, in my opinion, it's funny to be such a bitter, nasty old man that the people they get to roast you are Australian comedians who are, who like, I know.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign of your personal relationships.
Well, that was what I remember writing a, I think I have an alarm in my phone because yeah. I was thinking about roasts late at night. And there's an alarm in my phone that says, like, the reason that celebrity roasts don't work is because they're so rich that they're inherently evil and the only people who can roast them truthfully would be telling actual crimes. So
yes.
You need to get people who don't actually know their true life to roast them, or you need to roast somebody who's not that famous or rich.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah. Because, yeah, to roast John Cleese, I think, I mean, at least with my knowledge of him, we'd be like, man, thinking about you makes me pretty sad.
Yeah.
To be honest, all things considered,
Hey, you seem like a genuinely bad guy.
Yeah.
Who,
Who
way back in the day made some people happy and a lot of people alienated. Mm. But good job on the first one.
Yeah. Anyway, I think what I was building to there was just thinking about how, It was funny how he was in a roast, and also how we're kind of just like a place you can go to make money for free for people of like a certain vintage or whatever. You know, like you flunk out, or you're like, I can't have this get back to my birth family. Like John Cleese is like, I can't have anyone see me at this, my lowest point. I'll go do it in Australia.
Yeah.
For their biggest media organization. And that way no one will see it.
We're the noob doing whiskey in Japan.
Yes. Yeah.
Not even that new.
No, not particularly new.
Because I reckon the one that comes after us is like those gigs that people go to do for like a Saudi prince.
I think those are pretty far before us, depending on the gig. I know a few, we have a few friends, again, who've done those gigs, doing like private shows for Saudi princes.
Yeah.
And they seem good to do as long as you don't think about it for a second.
Yep.
You know, as long as you like have your eyes firmly locked on the horizon.
Yeah.
Damn, this is the life.
Man, there are even more escorts on the horizon than there are right in front of me.
Well, yeah, we have to refresh the escorts pretty periodically. Mm. Why is that? Never mind.
And don't pay attention to the gears grinding right at the front of the stage or the conveyor belt they're all standing on.
Dooley, dooley. What are you holding your phone for, Demi?
Who's Grandpa?
Who's Grandpa? Who? It's time for another edition of Who's Grandpa?
Uh-huh.
Yay.
The 43 best gifts to give your boss for any occasion.
Okay. And so just to refresh, this is a segment where we go through a list of gifts for a specific person.
Yep.
And see which one of us is more suited to the... Is more, in this case, the boss.
The boss. So,
previously we went through a list of best gifts for Grandpa.
Yeah.
And I believe you were more Grandpa.
I was more Grandpa. I think I was always going to be more Grandpa.
Yes.
I'm not sure about who's boss.
Who is the boss?
Well.
Yeah?
You know.
No?
Come on.
All right.
Ideas for every type of superior.
Oh my God. Mother superior, father superior. We got it all. Ideas for every type of superior. Sounds like you're dealing with like, oh, cool. I've got something for my level 20. I've got something for my level 30. I've got something for the guy that I look at and I only see level skull.
Yeah.
God damn.
Okay.
Where is this from, by the way?
This is from Men's Health.
Men's Health is giving tips on how to please your superior?
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Yeah.
Hey, if you can't follow our workout guide, maybe supplicate yourself. Hey, Weeky, maybe what you could do is just avoid getting beaten up.
Are you kind of gushy?
Okay, sweet. Yes.
Let's
sorry.
See that belly. Why don't you place a new watch on top of it?
Oh, you're going to really love this. Groveling is in this season for men of all face and body types, especially the face and body type that's pressed into the dirt, you lowly little worm.
And why? while you hand him his new watch, why don't you put on our new knee protectors to protect your knees from that coarse boss carpet?
Yeah, you're going to be feeling that a lot.
New lip lube for your Bosch's shoes.
Bosch's?
No, no one said that.
Okay.
From fitness junkies to history buffs, gifts for your boss.
I love this. Mm. I love it being like, do I have a boss who's big and strong, or do I have a boss who knows tactics and strategy? Mm. What makes my boss so special?
Why does my boss look so tall to me?
I love my boss. And I need to get him a present right now.
There is a bit later in this segment where the person says, for a boss who's more of a bro.
No.
My boss is my friend.
Oh, that's awesome. I was just thinking that we were kind of more like a family.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, no, I shan't be joining the union.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is really good.
Gift giving is both an art and a talent.
Okay.
While there are those who are just naturally good at it, that certainly can't be all of us.
I think that I would be really good at it because I'm always thinking about boss.
Yeah.
I know everything he likes so much.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that one day I'll be on the list. Wrapping a big bow around myself and just presenting it. I hope you're happy with your boss's day present.
Oh.
Yes, thank you. Oh, he likes it.
We should launch.
He's picking me up and eating me in one bite. like I'm a hotel mint left on a pillow.
It's not even one bite. It's more like he drops you into the circulating teeth in his open maw.
Yeah, I get garbage disposed. Yay.
So I was thinking we should launch some lingerie for men.
Okay.
Or actually, let's not call it lingerie for men.
Okay.
Let's call it penis lingerie. That's and it's cool. A little dress that you put on your cock.
Okay.
What do you think, honey?
I think it's good, baby. Okay, so it's like, if I'm
and
right.
And the balls could be the shoulders.
Okay.
So if you've got like a spaghetti strap dress.
Yeah.
You sort of got to pull the balls up to the top so they can be the shoulders.
Is what you're describing kind of, okay, and what I'm feeling is that you have to do that in every situation because the shoulders are at the top most of the time in a dress.
Yeah.
So no matter what, you're going to be pulling your balls
above. Not if it's a boob tube, though.
Okay.
You just put one that stays up, right?
So if it's a boob tube, we're just looking at, like, it looks as if you've dipped your balls in fabric and the halfway point?
Yeah. Like if you were a hunchback.
Okay.
And then at the tip.
Yeah.
Where the urethra is.
Oh, shit, that is where it is.
Uh-huh.
I've been looking for that damn thing.
Sometimes it can be on the side.
Hey, and this goes out to all my fellas.
Yeah.
You guys find that girls can't find the freaking urethra?
Mm-hmm. I don't know where that shit is.
See? And they give us all this flack for not knowing where the geef bot is or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the fuck they got going on in their shit.
Geef bot, yeah.
Oh, there's a bit in there that feels extra rough. Well, it all feels rough to me, dude. It's mm-hmm. disgusting down here.
Yeah.
I'm getting some paper towel.
Is it the urethra? I can't fucking find it. I dive in through that fucking weird hole right at the front, and I'm looking around. I'm patting everything I can inside that big tube.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you want me to do? I, like, run as fast as I can, and I'm spinning around. I'm, like, creating centrifugal force inside of that. I don't know what to do.
Spinning my cock nice and fast.
I almost drowned in one of your testicles.
Yeah. Then, thankfully.
And I gave a big kiss to the most handsome sperm in there. And we cuddled.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, baby. It's fun to just have you to kind of write some fanfic about yourself for a while every now and then. You're swimming through the goop.
And then at first the sperm was like, huh? And I was like.
It's like befriending a dolphin, yeah.
Yeah. Hugged them. And then I rode on their back. They introduced me to all the other. I went around to Cumlantis,
uh-huh.
and I went down into one of the cities, and it's like pure white, but it's like crystal.
Yeah,
I think it's kidney stones. But
okay,
I got to meet all the chefs. They can cook some of the saltiest food you have ever tasted in your life.
Sounds good.
In the Cumlantis here.
So if I'm reading this right, what you're saying is that you want to make essentially like lace condoms.
No. Okay. It will not prevent pregnancy at all.
No, I'm...
It will make it much more likely.
Okay. You're going to see your man in one of these things, a little spaghetti top lacy thing.
Spaghetti top!
That he has on his penis, and you're going to think to yourself, I got to let this guy hit it raw tonight, and I got to make him finish inside.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, you know what? We're
and then a slipper on the end, like a high-heeled slipper. And you know what? On the outside of the lace condom, I guess we're calling it, it'd have one of those really flowy, completely see-through robes that has a ton of feathers around the wrists and the bottom of it.
You know what would
the I've just killed my husband type of robe?
Yeah, I getcha. You know what might be fun?
Mm.
Just putting shoes on each ball.
We
one
could
shoe
do that.
On each ball. Make it look like, I don't know, a funny little man with a big nose is walking around.
His nose is attached to his feet.
You know what, Demi? We've reached the halfway point of the podcast, so we're going to take a break now.
Okay.
And we'll be back with the rest of, I mean, I guess, honestly, the start of Who's Grandpa in just a second.
Okay.
So we'll see you all in a sec. Bye-bye. Blech.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to BigSoftCity.png. We're right in the middle of Who's Grandpa? The Who's Boss edition.
Mm-hmm.
And so what did we start with? We haven't even gotten into the gifts yet.
We haven't even gotten through the, I believe it was gifts for every type of superior and then
for your superior. Best funny gift.
Okay.
Funny journal.
My boss loves to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And with this journal, he'll be able to laugh every single day.
It's a journal. It's the classic, like sort of brown, dark parchment on the outside.
Sure. You know?
I survived another meeting that should have been an email. Boss is going to love that. Superior.
Yeah.
Superior, do you like it?
Yep. I think that if I saw my boss with that, I would think to myself, I am going to be fired if I'm the person running the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't feel like it's something you should have publicly.
While some gifts can be more practical, those that spark laughter are by no means less valuable.
What the fuck? It's a journal, dude. It's not like a joke.
In fact, they can make an even larger impact for significantly less cost.
What do you mean?
This is the shit that you put in the spare gifts box in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Which I have.
You do?
Yeah. For people where you're like, I know there's going to be someone that comes up that likes crap like this.
Yeah, right.
And I got it as a gift.
Yeah.
And I didn't want it as a gift, but there will be someone who really wants this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Tea sets.
Mm.
Lotions.
Man, I went through a stage of buying my mom tea sets from T2, and that was, I think, one of my lowest points as a son,
yeah,
quality wise.
Did she tell you she didn't want them anymore eventually?
No, I twigged. I twigged the idea of like, you know what? Mother probably knows what tea she wants.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this from the perspective of what does mums want?
Yes.
Mums wants tea. Man, and she'd probably like to experiment a little.
Yeah.
No.
You know what the fucked thing is like I don't even have tea as like a mum option for presents because what it is, yeah, I know you want extra strong Tetley with 4 sugars.
Yeah. God damn.
I know.
That's crazy. That's like enough sugars that you could stand a spoon in there.
I said to me and my mum got coffee when I went down and visited in Adelaide.
Mm.
We went to get coffee and she, when I was like, I'll buy the coffee. What do you want? She was like, I'll have a cappuccino with 4 sugars. And I was like, Mum, I'll ask for 2 sugars and then I will get you two more sugars. And she
you
was
didn't
like,
want.
Oh, I'm not embarrassed. I'll ask. I was like, don't ask. It's crazy. 4?
Yeah, that's American style.
Oh.
That's crazy. All right, so that was the funny journal. I don't want it. Do you?
I don't want it. I like a journal. If it has something on the front like that, I'm going to put so many stickers on there or put it in the bin.
Yeah, I'm tearing the front off that thing for sure. I'm a sucker for just a blank book. I was telling you about this. I was being tempted by the Remarkable, which is like an e-ink tablet that I saw exactly two people use up at the Gold Coast Comedy Festival. And I was like, maybe me. But then I have so many little books that I've bought to keep like all my notes in that I have to use at least all of them before I even think about getting something else.
Or we can get rid of a bunch of them because people always want books. We can donate them and it'll stop you getting a ton of books.
No, I think I'm, you know what I'm going to do?
You have a lot of full books.
I know, but I think I want to stick with the one thing I found that works so far, which is taking paper and pen notes.
Yeah.
Anyway, please continue on.
So this one's a mug that I don't want. It's not as like...
Is this still in funny gifts?
No, this one is... So the first one just said best funny gift. And as far as I can tell, the rest of them aren't categorized.
Okay.
So the Ember Mug Squared.
Okay.
It's one of them fucking mugs that's like, it'll keep your coffee hot. It won't.
Oh, is this one of the ones that's like supposed to heat? You're able to like turn it on? That
$180.
It heats it?
This gift could turn the boss who's never happy with anything into the boss who's very happy with something.
Oh, I hope it's me. I'm wearing the big bow around my whole body again.
Hi.
Hi, boss. Clearing my throat.
You've got the biggest, most inelegant mules on, but you're trying to click-clack them like you're a secretary.
Huh?
You know, it's just a fucking coffee mug that's nothing. Most unique gift.
Wait, let's pump the brakes because I think you have bought those kind of things in the past.
No, I haven't.
You've been gifted them in the past.
That's right.
Right.
Twice. Once by your mother and once by Disney.
Yeah. And who strikes more fear into my heart? Has to be mother.
Mm.
Even I would rather you like use Mickey Mouse's image for pornographic purposes live on stream rather than say anything bad about mother.
Yeah.
So
who strikes more fear into your heart, you think, mother? Okay, and who and who can offer you more conditional love? Mm. Mother still.
Gotta be mother.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're still at 0 for 0 because I think neither of us are swayed by this mug.
No. Because you can get a fucking thermos.
Mm.
You can get one of these cunts. Frank Green.
Yeah.
Works great.
A keep cup.
Stays, yeah, but specifically Frank Green, though.
Yeah, sure. But, like, any kind of insulated mug or whatever is going to be better than one of these things that is like I will keep your shit hot.
Yeah.
Also, to me, I'm like, well, if it... And I know it's that good. I drink it's, things fast,
yeah.
But I'm like, if it's not still warm, I probably don't want to drink it. Like, that's the reason it gets cold is because I'm like, oh,
I didn't drink it quick enough. Yeah. I drink kind of slowly, which is why I have a Frank Green, because it's enclosed and it's like, you know, a vacuum sealed thing. Also, you can get them personalized. Mine says toilet, which isn't going to help when I lose it. But also... It doesn't like slowly, not boil, but just simmer your drink.
Yes.
So that shit is then like
keeping it gently
moisture
warm.
Is leaving the cup.
I do
this
think
this just keeps it hot and everything stays in.
I do think that having toilet on your Frank Green cup is gonna help because that's gonna be the first place they check and that's gonna be where you are.
Yeah.
Is anyone in the toilet? No, but I just saw a tiny little gremlin of a woman sprint towards it.
Yeah. Well, then I guess we'll take her a coffee.
Yeah.
So she can do this again in an hour. Uncommon Goods Deep Sea Sand Art.
What? Getting my boss sand art?
Paperweights and standard desk ornaments are boring.
Okay.
Instead.
Hey, you know what? When they're right, they're right.
Yep.
I'm always freaking bored by my paperweights and desk ornaments.
Wait, though.
What?
Instead, impress your boss with this deep sea sand art that is a surefire conversation piece.
I think.
It's one of them cunts.
It's, wait, so it's like a circle that you put on your desk and it holds a bunch of sand on it?
Holds a bunch of sand in it. So basically...
Vertically?
It's a, yeah. So I don't know whether you can see this here. So it's two panes of glass.
Yeah.
That... So it basically has different colored sand in it, right?
Yeah.
Two panes of glass that are quite close together.
Yes.
And then it's a circle. So what you do is you turn this circle like a steering wheel so that all the sand is at the top and then it creates sand dunes, but it's also mesmerizing you while it does.
Sure. I can say that you are setting yourself up for a heartbreak by getting your boss something that is expressly designed to be displayed at a desk.
Yep.
Because if
Where's my gift?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. And also, I want to say this, you know, we've been doing a lot of the doctor is my son here. Mm-hmm. Sure, the boss could be a woman. I don't think the readers of Men's Health are shopping for... I think that they would be saying, buy gifts for bitch boss. if they were looking at it, I feel like this is an exclusively masculine, like, and to the point of exclusion gift guide.
Well, yes.
You know?
Yeah.
These are for guys who wear suspenders to work.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that is summed up by
honestly, the sand one is the closest I've gotten to wanting something. I could see myself liking the sand thing.
Okay.
If it like is just a bunch of sand pressed in and then you turn it and the sand goes.
But when would you turn it? Are you going to look at the sand thing and be like, I could give that cunt a turn?
Yes.
Well, then I'll get you one. What do you want?
I don't want it. I think that if I was presented with it, I would go, huh, okay.
So are you the boss?
No, I don't want it. Okay. I just realized that it would last in my house for a bit. Then it would end up in
a
bin.
I'd be like, we need less stuff. Let's get rid of it.
Yeah, I would be like, why don't we get rid of that thing?
Uncommon Goods phone soap sanitizer.
What?
This innovative smartphone sanitizer zaps... Zaps germs on a phone's touch screen using UV lights. No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Obviously, it doesn't.
Okay.
The small portable case can live on your boss's desk for a quick sanitizing sesh every once in a while. Maybe you can even borrow it while you two talk shop.
Hey, stinky boss. Got just the thing for you here. What I do to get rid of the germs from my... cell phone is I just go ahead and type into whatever search engine I have, you know, germ spray, and I open up the images tab, and they all go
big and small and big and small. Yeah, they run.
You can hear them.
Best tech gift, Courant Catch 3 charging pad.
Okay.
If you and your boss are more like buds,
what?
You can splurge a little on a gift they'll actually use.
Huh.
This sleek charging pad by Courant is the perfect addition to their desk, charging their phone on one side and holding their daily carry on the other.
Okay, don't be talking about my boss's daily carry.
Boss's daily carry, the exact things that I have put into my bullshit gift box before, ugly sunglasses and Aesop fragrances.
Yes. And the Aesop fragrances are because you have sensitive skin and can't use them,
I can't use them, but also the boss clearly also has a gun. He had to take his... and also... interestingly, there's a wedding ring on the charging pad.
Sir has taken off his ring when he comes to work. Oh my goodness. The boss is up for anyone.
Mm.
The boss has taken off his sunglasses so he can see his delightful employee all the better upon presenting the tat. Mm-hmm. And what's that big bow they have tied around their whole body? Then, wait, is that all the presents for me, the boss? Because that big bow around your naked body suggests otherwise.
Would suggest something different for
me.
I
was thinking that we were more like buds than boss.
Are we
but
buds?
Now maybe we're more than buds. Maybe we're blossoming.
Are we buds with butterfits?
Ugh. I think, okay, let's just... Okay, so the one before... What was the one before that one?
It was the soap phone.
I hate the soap phone sanitizer thing. Yeah. That sucks. Also, very funny to wander into your boss's office to be like, just need to clean my phone. From my stinky fingers I touched my ass
with. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
He's getting sucked off. Okay.
Sorry, hand motion. Not good for the podcast.
Yeah, very bad. Oh, God. Hey, just realized this. What do we think about the dynamic of buying presents for someone who you know makes more than you?
I just can't ever imagine it.
I don't get it.
Like, I sometimes will talk to friends who are, like, so much richer than me.
Yeah.
I remember even, like, 7 or 8 years ago, I ran into Michael Hing in a green room and said, Hing, give me $10.
Yeah.
And he said, okay.
Yeah.
And then he said, send me a photo of what you do with it.
Yes. And what did you do with it, Demi?
I bought a picture frame and I framed the receipt.
Okay. A $10 picture frame.
Yes.
You're a nasty little freak.
Yep. And I think that's fine.
Yes.
Every now and then I'll be like, you're getting lunch. And they'll be like, fair. And that's not even my boss.
Wait,
that's
you got Hing to pay for lunch?
I've gotten Hing to pay for lunch before.
Dude.
What?
Me and fucking Alex Lee did Free to a Good Home at his house.
Yeah.
And he didn't pay for lunch.
That's really funny.
We went for lunch afterwards and he was like, he was like, we'll split it. And I was like, I thought you were paying. And he was like, no. I was like, I rode my bike here. I would minimum pay for lunch if I got a friend to come to my place to do a podcast.
It's different, Tom. I remember...
And this was before he had a baby.
Well, our friend Jesse, Dead Blossom Jesse, said the other day, and I think they encapsulated it, that being kind or wary of me is like the relationship you have with a hornet.
Yeah. Yeah, you're scary.
Swell food travel bowl. These swell to-go bowls are perfect for an in-office lunch, reducing condensation and regulating food temperature from home to the office. Okay, your boss, who you are buying a present for, is not bringing food from home.
Mm.
They are either taking the Tupperware that their wife made them, tossing it immediately into the garbage can, then going to the most expensive restaurant you've ever seen, and if it's not up to scratch, killing the server.
Yeah, if your boss is bringing... Oh, man. Hey, I'm going to start looking for new jobs because I just noticed the boss brought in a Tupperware and is eating from it at his desk.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Bad for me.
Bad for me. I can't have you.
Hey, my liege seems to be pinching pennies.
he's going to use it to catch a fly that he's been trying to get out of his office and then put it on the shelf in the fly cemetery that he likes to dwell over.
I do like... The thing I can't stop thinking about with the last one is if you and your boss are buds, you can splurge for your boss. Because that sounds like something you do in like a... If you're splurging for your boss...
Then you've got a big bow
be
around
bent
your,
over the desk. Yeah,
yeah. You got a big bow around you, little hiney.
You better be wiping it up, you dirty little minx.
Dirty. Yuck.
Oh, it's me too.
So this one might be a good one for the, as you said, my bitch boss.
Okay.
It's the Theragun Mini.
And we don't need
so
that.
So she can use it on her fucking clit.
And we don't need that applied to my voice also. Okay. We could.
Massage guns can feel indulgent. I bet. Especially for the highest powered versions of the gadgets that look, perform, and sometimes sound like power tools.
A highest powered version of something for my highest powered fella. There you are, my big boss.
You should write these, I think.
Yeah, I think I could just dissociate and work out a lot of these in one go. Is that the Theragun?
That's the Theragun Mini. So it's like a hand, like hand-sized Theragun.
Dude, that looks like a sex toy that obviously doesn't work and is flogged under Twitter posts in like 2019.
Yep.
God damn. The Theragun Mini, god damn, they have a good fucking hustle going on
those.
They do. Because I remember looking it up and someone was like, yeah, don't buy the Theragun. Just buy this actual power tool that does exactly that.
Yeah.
And also, it's not too good for most things.
No.
Like, hey, turns out repeatedly punching your body with a machine is not good.
Yep.
Which is such a funny note to get and be like, oh.
Wait. What? Yeah.
Wait. Oh, yeah, that makes sense, actually.
Instead of the Theragun for your wrist pain, you could buy some Rock'em Sock'em robots and stick your arm in between them, and it'll do about as much.
Using my wrist as like the, stop, boys. All right.
Get into fights. That'll help.
That will help. Okay.
Grove made titanium pen. Now, actually, I think the titanium pen is a pretty good idea because they'll last for a really long time, and if you get the right brand,
is this the
they're actually...
pen you got? It is, isn't it? I have messages from you talking about how you wanted a titanium pen.
Next on the list, restore. Okay, any boss knows that the key to a productive day is a good night's sleep. This Hatch Restore machine all but guarantees that, thanks to its inventive sunrise alarm, which will gently wake your boss using light that replicates a morning sky.
I need to gently wake my boss.
Oh, boss, can I wake you gently?
Oh, I need my boss to be gently brought into wake.
Here's what I need you to do. I need you to think of me right before you sleep and set the alarm. And then as soon as you wake up, think of me again.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Now, after bidding my boss goodnight over text, I have a way to gently wake him remotely. So this is an alarm clock.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, dude.
Looks like also, that.
Okay. So far, you are boss, by the way, because Titanium Pen has you out far in head.
Yeah.
Far in head. That was far unintentional. Far in head,
that where my boss penis is.
Really good.
Got me a pay rise.
Mm, cool. Hey, great job sucking my dick before.
Thanks.
I like putting my penis up there. You know what? You deserve a pay rise. 2%.
Yay.
Yay. We've like never had actual jobs.
No. I worked at Hungry Jack's and I also worked at Groovy Chicks and Pirate Ships.
Yep.
That was it. Yeah, and then I did one shift at Flip Out, which was like Bounce, but worse.
It's a big place with trampolines in the floor, and it was a place that you did one shift at, and you were like, I will be causing damage to children.
Well, it was more like I don't want to clean up any of that puke.
That makes sense. And I worked at, I mean, Country Road and then just bars were the longest ones.
Mm.
But working retail and then getting fired from it because the guy caught me at 8:30 p.m. talking to my friend about the romance routes in Dragon Age Origins. Like the regional manager caught me talking to my friend about like how funny it was when you romance someone in Dragon Age Origins as a dwarf and they don't reframe the cutscenes. So it's like the back of a sexy witch's like torso with her boobs out and then you got your dwarf staring at her belly button going, "Ay."
Like when you see a chihuahua trying to fuck a Labrador.
Yeah. It was cool though. All right.
So many of us are still living that WFH life, which is...
working from home.
Yeah, I figured that out. I was reading it and was like, figure this out before you have to start talking.
I could tell that you had no idea.
Which means there's never been a more socially acceptable time to rock a comfy robe. I only know one person that has a normal job that works from home that I regularly see in a robe.
Hmm?
You know them too.
Okay. I don't know that I can bring them to mind immediately.
Mitch, the gravity blanket is a phenomenon in and of itself, and now the beloved weighted fabric technology comes in the form of a robe.
The beloved weighted blanket technology comes in the form of a robe. When you need to be autistic and get slightly more things done.
Yeah.
Hey. Great job being autistic under our weighted blanket. But have you ever thought that you want to be autistic over there? Well, great news, little Miss Sensory. We got you a wearable heavy robe. We thought, hey, what if this shit kind of sucked?
Yeah. What if it makes it harder for you to lift your hands to the keyboard?
I can't tell if I'm depressed or if I'm just wearing my heavy robe.
I put the hood on and now I keep sinking lower in my computer chair.
The beloved heavy... Can you read that line again? That really tickled me.
The gravity blanket is a phenomenon in and of itself. And now the beloved weighted fabric technology comes in the form of a robe.
There it is. The beloved weighted fabric technology.
Yep, really good.
Fuck, man. That's a real sci-fi turn of phrase.
Help your boss execute their master plan with this nifty notepad that won't break the bank. It's perfect for your boss's daily to-do list, helping them prioritize tasks and stay on track. It's called the Plan of Attack Pad.
No.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. First of all, horrid color scheme.
Really brutal, like lime green and shitty color scheme. We also have the words Plan of Attack huge in the top left.
Yep.
It looks like someone got like access to Canva for one day.
It is $10 at Amazon.
for a notepad.
And it says, add in a jazzy pen and you've got an easy and economical gift.
Hmm. If only there was some kind of titanium pen that my boss wanted. All right. I don't think that that's a particularly good amount of paper per dollar.
No.
Paper for paper, if you will.
Mr. Porter, Guide to a Better Day. It's a book, and I'm just going to say, like, if you have a CEO-type boss, they can't read. That's why they're a CEO.
Yes.
So don't buy them a book.
They're actually only reading things. I mean, Guide to a Better Day does sound boss-coded. That
they would read the...
The Unsanctioned, like, Guide to Not Giving a Fuck, things they don't teach you in Harvard Business School. Like, I'm thinking things
how
you
to be
see
a
boss-ass
fucking cunt bitch. The ones for women, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How to really fucking let go and stop giving a fuck. Being a cunt that really matters in this freaking world.
How to really unfuck your cunt of a morning and get on to being a boss-ass fucking bitch with a tight pussy and even better tits.
Then you turn it over on the back and it just says a racial slur. You're like, ah! sorry, we went too far. All right.
All the pages are really hot and it's hurting your fingers.
All right.
Wow, this is unpleasant to read in so many ways.
It's bad.
So it's got a book, whatever. Things Remembered Personalized Gunmetal Step Card Case. So it's just like, it's the American Psycho thing where it's like, look how cool my card is. But it just like has their name on it. And if they're like... Nobody needs a business card case.
Is this a business card case as in it's to give out business cards of your own?
Yeah.
Or is it...
And okay. It says Kyle Goodman.
That's a trustworthy name apart from the Kyle.
Mm.
I guess what I've learned is that I can be swayed into believing in Mr. Goodman.
Yeah.
Have you ever had like a business card?
Yep.
What was that like? And what was the content of the card?
What I did was I got an A4 piece of paper. I got business cards printed when I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an A4 piece of paper and I got a crayon and I wrote Demi with my fist closed.
Yeah.
And then on the back, I wrote my email address with the crayon,
mm-hmm.
and then I took it to Officeworks and asked them to make me business cards out of that.
Huh. Honestly, so much less embarrassing than what I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say you got a business card made when you were making little bow ties and selling them on Etsy.
Would you be surprised to know that those business cards ended up as the tags for the bow ties?
I see. That makes sense. Oh, I love this bow tie. I wish I could email the horrid little elf that made it in her workshop.
I sold all my bow ties. So.
Good. All right. I don't want the business card case. What's up next?
All right. Let's just sprint through a couple of these.
Sure.
Daily Harvest gift box. No, nobody wants it, especially not from you.
Is the Daily Harvest gift box like one of those things where there's just fruit and like, whatever. Are we dealing with like premium snacks?
Nutritious and delicious smoothies, bowls, and meals that are quick to prepare and even easier to eat on the go. No.
Okay, so we're dealing with HelloFresh, but for bosses.
Yeah. Best easy gift, Apple AirTag. Don't work, not good. Nobody likes them. 12 South Airfly Duo. This one is really interesting.
I would love to hear more about the Airfly Duo.
Small but mighty, this wireless transmitter will allow your boss to connect their Bluetooth devices to an airplane entertainment center.
Come on, dude.
Thus allowing them to use their own Lux headphones instead of the uncomfortable wired pairs they hand out to you. Travel hack unlocked.
Okay. I guess. I hate everything about how that was written.
Well, get ready for the next one, Tom. Because if you were going to buy this next gift, you better fucking hope your boss hasn't read this list of gifts.
Okay.
Jackson.
That's, by the way, really funny to think about a boss being like, I wonder if there's any things I'd like. And typing in gifts for boss.
Just sitting there completely silent for 2 hours and then saying, what desires should I have?
I think I'd want a gift. I need a present. Staring at an executive desk toy for like 45 minutes straight. Present time. Okay. All right.
Jackson Lane bro mask.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Are we dealing with like a face mask for...
for men.
Finally. Okay, also, that kind of makes the whole of 2019, now that I know they make face masks for guys, kind of sus.
Yeah.
Because I was just wearing any old face mask.
Yeah.
Like a freaking lady. Like a chick.
My eyes have tits and stuff.
Yeah.
$28 at Amazon. Wow.
Holy shit.
Face masks aren't everyone's thing, but for the... So you better make sure your boss cannot even find this on the internet.
Yep.
But for the tired looking male boss in your life.
Yeah.
The aptly named Bro Mask is all about making skincare cool.
Okay. Okay, I see. So I was thinking these were like a COVID mask, like, but these are like a skincare mask.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. My boss is looking tired from working so hard for all of us.
Now, this boss has short hair, so do I do makeup or bro mask?
Getting my female boss with just sub shoulder length hair is throwing me for a loop. Do I buy her a big cake and a lipstick or a titanium pen and an Unfuck Your Life book?
My boss often wears a hat. How to know length of hair through hat.com.
All right.
All right.
So that was for the tired looking... that really having to spell it out for you by being like, hey, buy the bro mask for the tired looking male boss in your life. That's so fucking funny.
All right. Blasting through a couple of these. Brightland Extra Virgin Olive Oil. Everyone and their mother uses olive oil.
Everyone what? Say that again, please.
Everyone and their mother uses olive oil.
Okay.
A fancier bottle of artisanal extra virgin olive oil is the best gift for when you don't know what to get someone that you really want to impress.
Oh.
Next one. Mumgree Pistachio Chocolate Almond Butter. The holidays are for trying new things. This pistachio chocolate almond butter sounds as fun and fancy as it looks. The reviews claim it's the best nut butter on earth. I disagree, secretary voice. A unique gift like this will win you major brownie points with the boss man. And again, you can buy that for $20 at mumgree.com.
I just know that tastes like shit.
Yeah.
Or if it doesn't taste like shit, it doesn't taste good enough.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where you're going to spend $19 on something and then it tastes worse than Nutella.
Absolutely.
God damn it.
Furniture Teague Lamp. It's a fucking lamp. Says, hey, why don't you get him a lamp?
Hey. If you've scrolled this far, we're all out of ideas. Mm-hmm. Lamp? Anchorman. Lamp?
Lamp?
Anchorman.
Anchorman. Lamp?
Lamp?
You love this.
Lamp?
Lamp.
Vagina.
Vagina. I'm like a sexual angry bull.
Panther.
Sexual panther angry bull.
All right. That's really good to be like.
I'm a big deal.
Okay.
You are. Not me, boss.
Yes. The boss is a big deal.
And then it
says, I'd give anything for him to impregnate me.
Best gift for plant lovers, a philodendron.
Okay.
But they need you to buy it from the sill.
Okay. All right. Just getting affiliate marketing for that specific philodendron, I guess.
It gets into some weird shit because it says, then you can buy them like Chromecast with Google TV. Sure, you could, I guess.
Sure.
Glocuscent LED neck reading light, which is one of these cunts that looks like the aliens from War of the Worlds comes in.
Yeah, you are just, it is so funny to buy your boss a reading light that goes around his neck for when you're lying in bed with your wife, boss.
Yeah.
So you can read uninterrupted, sir. Mm-hmm.
Not just for wives, though.
It is so funny to buy this shit being like, I just need my boss to have a good day. You fucking cuck. Like, I don't like using that word, but you're a fucking...
You are a cuck, though.
You're a fucking little bitch, dude. Yeah.
You know what would be cool, though, like, is if you were a boss and you were like, man, you know what? I really don't like how eye masks, like, change the moisture of my skin. So if you had, like, a reading light that was a reading dark, so you point it back at your face and it makes everything dark on your face.
Make something, really
that
dark.
That would be cool. That's smart. Somebody invent that, please.
Yeah, please make a shadow for my sweet wife.
Best gift for the history buff. Patriotics, the buck stops here. Truman desk plaque.
So that's something that Truman used to have on his desk, and you can give it to your boss so your boss has it on.
This presidential gift can only go to one individual in an office. The buck stops with them.
The buck stopper himself. The famous man whose name we all love. It's boss.
The buck stops with them, brackets, especially when it comes to making sure your check gets signed.
Okay. Yeah. That's it. That's one thing that's, again, crazy about this is it's just being like, well, I guess I'll invest in my future by buying my boss a present. I put some of my money back into having more money in the future by grinding my relationship with my boss.
It really is. You should be able to do a mum thing with them where you're like, hey, boss, can I have $20?
Yeah.
And the boss will give you $20. And you're like, I bought you some stolen flowers with them.
Yeah.
And I got me a lolly.
Yeah. Dude, you could do such a good fucking... Here's an infinite money hack from you. Just steal some DVDs from JB Hi-Fi.
Yep.
You know, give them over.
Yep.
Hey, boss, you're looking great today. Also, I thought you would really like a 4K Blu-ray of Gemini Man featuring Will Smith twice.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, double can I talk Will to Smith. You about that pay rise?
Yeah.
Because that Gemini Man 4K didn't come cheap, big man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You can talk to me about a pay rise. That guy can just act.
I love the 120 frames per second features and sections of Gemini Man.
Fill mill refillable candle system. Now, don't you think bosses just want to refill their candles?
If there's one thing I know about bosses, it's they love efficiency.
It's just, yeah, get something that your boss's servant can refill.
Yes.
All right, I reckon this might be the last one that I do.
Yep, let's go.
Get them a Smeg kettle.
I do think I know people who have a Smeg kettle.
We don't have a Smeg kettle.
We don't have one. But I think, previously mentioned on the podcast, I think Hing does.
I think so too, because it's blue.
Yes, and he owns all blue things.
He owns blue stuff.
So I know it's a high quality kettle.
Of course it is.
Boss would be thrilled to have such
boss
a beautiful
would love
kettle.
It. We should buy some of these things for Hing.
I just want to make my boss so happy.
Me too. My and boss is my friend, except a friend that he doesn't give me gifts.
The great thing about my boss is I can make him happy during the week with all my work, and then on the weekend I can buy him gifts and spend my time thinking about gifts for boss.
That's right.
Anyway.
There's more Aesop and stuff on here. The last thing is like get him some Aesop shit, which sure.
I mean, that's a great fucking panic button.
Yep.
Everyone's going to like that. Yep. Unless, like you, they have sensitive skin and can't use it.
Yes.
I think, Demi, unfortunately, at the end of that edition of Who's Grandpa, Who's Boss edition, you are boss.
I'm Grandpa Boss.
Yeah, you're Grandpa. The gift guide was better suited for you. This was a huge amount of whiffs. Just one. Came through for you, and it's for something you already own, and so you're honor bound to admit that you would like the titanium.
You almost
pen.
Wanted the sand, though.
I almost wanted it, but I don't really want it.
I think that counts as one, though, because like if
that's a half. Because I don't actually want it, and I think I would get rid of it.
Well, guess what? I don't actually want the pen because I have it, so I don't need to buy it.
No, but it's already in your life.
You might be the boss.
No, you're the boss.
Oh,
and
I
you
guess.
Wear the pants too. And I'm small.
Yeah.
And you can pick me up and do whatever you want to me.
I've got really big shoes.
Oh, I'd hate to see what happens when they meet my old friend Penis.
All right, the name of the episode is My Old Friend Penis, if you don't mind.
How's it that?
Thank All you, right. Brendan.
All right. Thanks everybody for watching if you are on the Patreon or listening if you're not. Or hell, just listening if you didn't want to go to the episode description on the Patreon feed and clicking on in there. Demi, stop squeezing my foot.
I don't think your shoes fit.
What do you mean?
Stretch out your foot.
Okay, well, touch my foot now because it's on the floor.
Your shoes are too big.
Yeah, for you. You couldn't fucking fill them.
I could.
You
could I
never.
Could,
you
could
never
I
outro the episode like
walk,
this.
Could,
You're fucking
I could,
pathetic.
I bet I could.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to BigSoftTitty.png. We will see you on the premium later this week.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. See? I could have done it.
Dog shit.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.